I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The quiet cries of a mother and father who have lost yet another child will become a common scene in Africa if something isn't done to help the incredible food shortage there. World Vision's Nigel Marsh.
There are 38 million people who, if they don't get food soon, are going to be at serious risk of death. If we don't respond, we're going to see something like happened in the 1980s. And if the rains fail in March and April, and there's a great possibility they will, it's going to get much worse.
Next, University's Jim Tebbe says registration for Urbana 2006 is officially open. So far, the numbers indicate this year's missions conference, slated for December 27th through the 31st, will be bigger than ever. He attributes that to the changing heart of young people today. When asked, why downtown St. Louis, Missouri? Tebbe says,
we're looking at issues of slum communities in the world. We're looking at experiential learning in the urban setting. And then how do we as Christians appropriately respond here? Some of it is ingoing, but then there are other things that we can do in terms of advocacy, prayer, some of the contacts we can make right where we are in order to learn.
And finally, the Internet Evangelism Coalition will hold its annual Internet Evangelism Day Sunday, May 7th. It's an effort to encourage witnessing online with more than 1 billion web users worldwide. Materials are available for download at ied.gospelcom.net, including video testimonies from people who have found Christ online. The IE Day team hopes that churches will create effective websites which can reach out into the community rather than just be an online notice board for members. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Parables of the Vineyard by Pamela Reeve. Drawn from John 15, she talks about how God lovingly prunes us to bear the fruit of Christ. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.